Now, can I get a hallelujah with that?
Amen, Sister Tyla. Because what's happening now is the evil's going down and the good's going up. And that's what people don't know. Big Pharma, goodbye. Trump just stood there and fought you at the podium in a real-time reaction, real-life reaction of our president saying to the CDC and the National Health Institute, you guys are garbage. Don't tell me about your vaccines. Give me treatments. All the rest of the world knows about remdesivir. All the rest of the world knows about chloroquine in its three forms. And by the way, remdesivir is one of 12 just like it. They're called virions. All of them work. They're all treatments. So these imbeciles, they, by defending themselves, cause so much fear. Everybody's watching and they're going to go down because the truth is clear when you use logic. Don't tell me your lies about vaccines. Because we know that the CDC and the National Institute of Health do nothing but create vaccines. Vaccines will never work on a virus, period. All viruses mutate. So when they give you a flu shot, what is that? That is a mutated version of the worst flu they can give you, a little piece of it. So they even take H1N1, and then they give it to you every year. And guess what? It won't help on the current flu because the current flu mutated. There's 584 flus that I know of that they've categorized, and they literally have, they didn't do patents, but they know each one of these. And they mix and match them together. And flus, coronavirus, let's talk about coronavirus. Coronavirus is all man-made. When they tell you there's patient zero, that means intelligence zero. That means IQ zero. If you believe that garbage that the CDC tells you, that one lady cutting up a water buffalo in Zaire created Ebola, then I'm sorry, you're going to believe the nonsense on MSM. You're going to believe the fear, and it's probably going to get you because you will go out and find this virus somewhere because you're so stupid. There's no such thing as a coronavirus that happened naturally. The first ones happened in Britain.
Well, look, this is just a weapon that is being used to take down our economy. And well, it had to collapse anyway. We cannot stay trillions and trillions in debt and keep kicking it down the road. Folks, this is what it looks like. This is the results of kicking the can down the road. Our businesses are shut. We're in our homes with our kids. This is it. And the next thing will be the fiat Federal Reserve note, because all they do is keep printing more. What do you think's happening to the value of the ones in your pocket when they just printed another trillion?
This is a 007 movie. M, whose real name is Elizabeth Manningham Buller, took control of the Trust Welcome, which was Burroughs Welcome drug company, the biggest spreaders of vaccines, inoculations, and illness on the earth. She was the head of it. Then she became the head of Muriel. Well, when she was the head of Muriel, she started scraping the scraping this substance, a virus, off of the intestines of cows, mixing it with humans, and she created hoof and mouth disease right there at the Pirbright Institute in England. So what did she and her group do? A little later, they created a group called Kinetic. They moved the Muriel Animal Hospital Research Lab, which is really a biological weapons facility, the number one in the world, to Nanchang for our drive from Wuhan. And from there, they have been disseminating viruses every year in China as a petri dish, as an experiment. Who released it? That would be Kinetic. That is M's Q. And this is no joke. So just like in the James Bond movies, if M says, hey, Q, give me a virus, I'm going to give it to 007. He's going to take it to China and release it at the banquet in Wuhan by putting it in the water. Uh-huh.
And Q is Kinetic, but Q is also the queen. And really what we have here is that Xi Jinping, he is getting played by the queen.
Totally. The Queen owns 20% of Pirbright that owns the patents, but the new things that have been released, which is SARS-1, SARS-2, are actually owned by Muriel. And that's where M. Elizabeth Manningham Buller and her agents.
Jonathan Simond.
Thank you very
much.
Sir Richard Jonathan Simonds, who is nothing more than an economic stooge, runs Kinetic, but that is nothing more than a front for basically the rogue British intelligence groups.
Really, what do you expect from a queen, a mother, who the only thing she's really ever done is to raise these two pedophile children of hers?
Horrifying pedophile children.
Yes.
Who don't get prosecuted because you don't prosecute anyone in the monarchy or aristocracy in Britain.
And you can't even ask questions about their finances.
No, you can't. And that's the reason Sir Jonathan Richard Simonds doesn't get caught. He used to work for Goldman Sachs. And the other people involved, the Queen owns 20% of Purbright, but I'm sure she, I don't remember. We'd have to ask our researchers and Michael McKibben.
Oh, she has the golden shares in Kinetic too.
Does she?
Oh, yes.
That's what I forgot.
Yes.
And probably Murrow also.
Yeah.
So this is a British deal.
And don't say, oh, she's the queen and she's just an old lady and whatever. Uh-uh. The bad guys in the Privy Council and the Pilgrim Society use her as the shield they need to do this criminal activity against humanity. And people, we got to put it down.
Now, what I'm about to tell you is another key factor that will explain why people have the wild idea, and it's not a wild idea because now we've proven it with the nanotube release of chemicals through 5G emission. And that has been released with the CAT report, and the research is there. But this, folks, this isn't new. As soon as the British stole Tesla's idea of wireless and said that it was Marconi, and they started the Marconi group that then became so powerful that it really, literally took over wireless, it took over radio, it took over television, it took over all electronics to this very day, okay? It was all British. Now, what did they find? Well, they found when they electrified everything and wireless started that shortly after the Spanish flu. It killed millions and millions. I forget how many millions, one of the worst ever. And they said, wait a second, are you kidding? So if we electrify things, it makes people weak? Well, then we don't have to have world wars, which we have to spend all this money on. No, we'll just simply kill them, the people we don't like, by wirelessly electrifying the whole country. So that's what they did, and that's what they've done, and they've electrified everything, including every ship on the ocean has 5G beamed to it through beam forming, which basically would give anybody cancer on that ship who stayed there long. That's the reason. It's the workers on the ships who are getting it.
Is that why we're seeing so many so-called cases rising in Britain now?
Yes.
That they've turned up their 5G?
Well, 5G had already been installed there. They lied about how many cases they had. Then all of a sudden, bang, they have a whole bunch of cases because they lied. Did China lie? Of course China lies about everything. Did China release this did China release any of these? Let's think, folks. What are these flus always named? They're named after where these virus makers start them. And they don't happen in Britain anymore. Why? Because the hoof and mouth disease led everybody back to Purbright Institute. And the evil Rothschild, de Worms, who donated the land. And then it led them to basically the 5G installation that's there. And it led them to Kinetic, and then they had to move. So they moved out of Britain so that these viruses wouldn't be led back to them. And so they moved to China and other places so they could release them there. So they have been releasing where? West Nile, MERS, Middle East, H1N1, also called the Chinese virus, which is also called SARS-1, called the Chinese virus, one of the worst ones we've had in recent history. 12,000 Americans died, 60 million Americans got it, and Obama did nothing. The CDC did nothing. The National Institute of Health did nothing. But now a weak virus that's killed only a few hundred people shuts down America and the whole world? No, we have never seen this before, but what I want to reiterate is we've seen man-made viruses released every 2 years and then every 4 years during an election. And where are they released? They're released throughout the world so that it's a fear so that the elite in America don't get it, but then it comes to America. They already have their treatments. Remdesivir has been used since the 70s, since the time they created the retrovirus HIV. HIV is a retrovirus. Ebola is a retrovirus. Marburg is a retrovirus. And coronavirus, the new one, is a retrovirus. SARS-1, the new retrovirus, is nothing more than instead of three animals mixed with a human, it has four animals. They added bat to swine, bird, and chicken. Okay? These are man-made viruses. Now, here's the great news. You can be immune to these viruses by the old Edgar Cayce trick of carrying a piece of stainless steel that touches your skin. Viruses can be killed in so many ways. It's ludicrous to think the coronavirus is a danger. Is stupid. But a man-made, exacerbated, DNA manipulated so that they put furan enzyme directly into the, this is what the new SARS-2 or coronavirus has.
If it is made, then we can find out where it was made and who made it.
We know exactly who made it.
And then we can take them out.
We know exactly
remove
who
them
made
them from humanity.
Well, then we need to take
out
all those people.
Okay, this is war of the worlds.
Yes, it is.
This is the British Imperial Empire still warring against the rest of the world, thinking it owns the whole place.
Britain needed to bring the world economically to their knees so it can do a Brexit deal with the world. That's what it is, folks. And do you think the Queen or anyone in her Commonwealth, Britain, or anyone in the United Kingdom, do you think the Queen cares about killing them? She didn't care, or the monarch didn't care about World War I, World War II, or any of the other wars they got America into. Now, did they? They don't even care about giving us false information through their Serco intelligence groups here in America, or through stealing our patents and having more technology than we have. They always get it first.
Or sending Robert Hannigan over to actually set up the wiretap that spied on Donald Trump.
Trump knows the coup was led by the Brits.
Yes.
So they had to attack Trump.
If we take out the Brits, we are taking out the world's biggest problem. And I don't mean the good patriots on the ground. But if you are in Britain and you're a patriot, then you are doing what you can to prepare your family for what is coming.
Now, the Chinese. Yeah, I don't like the Chinese. You've never heard me say anything nice about current China.
The homegrown Chinese, very stupid people, because they're not allowed to think creatively. All they can do is reflect upon the commands that are given to them. This is why they can't invent things, and they go around stealing everybody's inventions. Oh, yeah, just like the Brits.
Okay, what are we in America? We're individualists. We're rugged, strong individualists who nothing stops. We're so dadgum stubborn. What is the China? And that means we have a strong I am.
Man, we love thinking out of the box. We bust the box. We're thinking everywhere because we're thinking of solutions. So, that's why we're here talking to you today, because we said we have information that we need to get to the highest places in the world. And so I looked around and said, what do we have? Because I'm an entrepreneur. What do we have that we can use? We have a microphone. We have the internet. We have scalability. And so that's how you have come to listen to us today. And that's the way we think. That's the way Americans think. The way Chinese think is not. They can't think because they're not allowed to go outside of the box.
Exactly. Americans are in their will, strong in their will, and nothing can stop them. The Chinese, and our will goes up into our thinking. The Chinese don't have thinking. They're told what to think. Their I am is suppressed. It is the worst social experiment in human history, is modern Chinese totalitarian communism, using their social credit system, using Dragonfly, using the fact that these viruses were released there. They didn't release them.
But then
they use them, they manipulate them to kill the Uyghur Muslims.
But talk about an oxymoron. Think about Chinese intelligence. I mean, they're supposed to be given Xi Jinping valuable information. What, they haven't told him what all of us out here know? That it's the Queen doing it to him?
They don't think. Now, I'm afraid I'm going to sound like I'm, what is it called? When you're against the Chinese, anyway, anti-Chinese. There's a word for it. I used to, you know.
Whatever.
Yeah, I spied on them too. But anyway, the point is we don't need to do anything with China. The fact that they were brought into controlling our industry, our market, think back. When did they have intellectual property that became the technology in America? Never. It was always stolen. They would reverse engineer. The Japanese started this a long time ago. Brilliant, because why? Their thinking is in their willpower, in being able to make things better than even the thing that they are reverse engineering. That's what the Chinese do well. And that's what Taiwan does. And that's what Japan did for us for a long time, right? And now South Korea is doing it. Why? Americans don't want to do that. They want their will to be wild and free and, you know, do whatever they're thinking.
Be creative and amazing. Entrepreneurial.
Something
yeah.
new.
Yes.
You know, blue sky. I want the black swan. I don't want nothing boring. The Chinese? Oh, no. Placid, calm. Don't think out of the box. They do what they're told. And when they don't, they move to Hong Kong and then they're treated the same way. And what's that? That is a British-Chinese province, really, that still is British. It is a lie that it is free. Look what the British did when it went crazy with all of the demonstrations. They let loose a virus that closed the border and they won in Hong Kong without a single bullet being fired. They brought China to their knees just now without a single bullet being fired. Why does China allow M and Q into their country? Because you won't believe this. Michael McKibben and his research has revealed this. Every single contract with China, though they say it out loud, so anyone who doesn't know this is stupid, you do it their way. They control everything. Every single contract in China has in it a clause that says that the Queen has a clause, right? Anything to do with the Queen, she's got the golden chair, she's got the clause, says you can't look into her business. Well, the Chinese Totalitarian Communist Central Committee says the same thing. They own all things in China. That's the reason they don't come to your country and build things. It's the reason they go to other countries and leverage their resources and then promise them goods. Why? Because they... In a sneaky way, they said, if we get all the resources, because you know we're building it for you, we have the resources, we have your technology, we get to sell you the goods. Our people are slaves. We just put them to work. We know that the number one place in the world for human slaves is China. Hello? And if you think the Chinese goods in Walmart didn't come through slave labor, you're a fool. And if you didn't think Hillary Clinton got a little piece of every single thing you ever purchased at Walmart, again, you're a fool. She is a paid member of the Walton family board. She created Walmart. Walmart was where? Arkansas. Hello. Bill and Hillary worked with the Chinese to bring Walmart into Arkansas and took over the whole country that way. I said this from the beginning. When they got most favored trading nation status, that was the end of our economy. Ultimately. So because of this, Trump had brought the Chinese to their knees and he got a great deal with them and he was getting a better deal next time. Brits couldn't have that. Brits have been trying to take over China since day one. They have not been successful. China absorbs everything that comes into it. No one has ever conquered China, if you really want to look at it, all the way back to the first yellow emperor. And they even have such good propaganda, they tell you that all the inventions of the Chinese came from their race. No, they did not. They came from the Torokians and others. So China is nothing but a lie. If you want plastic rice, yes, work with China. If you want radioactive children's goods, work with China. If you want to lie, ask someone in the Communist Chinese Central Committee. Their five-year plan is nothing but a lie, and now it's been rejected by almost everyone. And when they try to tell you they own Taiwan, that's what you should be watching, because right now, the battle, as I told you, the battle is between China and Taiwan. China had already won the battle with America because of Henry Kissinger, the Council on Foreign Relations, and as I explained, the Clintons and all the other White House goons who said China was good. But China has now lost the battle because of the tariff. They went down 30-some percent, almost 40% of their economy in 1 year. Now, oh no, now it's going to collapse and they're going to lie. But watch their stock market and watch the way they kill all the people who are the richest people in their stock market, like they do all the time. And then they subsume their wealth. So their stock market is rigged. As soon as you make money on it, the central committee kills you and takes the money. That's who we're working with? No, we told Trump, get China out of any relationship to the UN associations of the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, anything, anything with China, anything, get them out in the UN. Get them out. They are our number one enemy. Number two enemy, southern border, because every one of our enemies is on our southern border, crossing it, bringing every virus known to mankind through our southern border. So now, folks, if we really want to stop coronavirus, why don't we have a border? It's the only way to stop it, and sending people back, it's the only way to stop it. Well, wait, every governor, you know, all these governors and all these people in the Congress and the Senate, they all want coronavirus to stop, but they won't do the thing because that needs to be done, because they're George Soros followers. They believe in open borders. They want the viruses. They want to give free medical care to people coming in with viruses that are man-made viruses, that are crossbred, that are mutants that no one's ever seen before. I'm not exaggerating. But guess what? There's 1,000 ways to deal with it. The way Trump is dealing with it is because he's bringing out the alternative methods to deal with viruses, because haven't you always heard? Every single time, every doctor in America will say this, and they're all liars. You can do nothing for a virus. In other words, they have no medicine, no antibiotic for it. They have antibiotic for bacterial pneumonia.
But they have treatments.
They have tons of treatments, but they won't use them because the CDC and the NIH says they're not done with their tests.
But the
20
CDC,
years of testing.
The CDC is not a friend of America's. You got that little, I call him a little Joseph Mengele, that little fucky guy, with his Nurse Ratchet sidekick. I mean, these are just evil people trying to scare Americans into taking their Bill and Melinda vaccines. I mean, no. When do we get rid of the CDC? I mean, this is what I think. You know that Nancy Messonnier is Rod Rosenstein's sister, and she was probably going to be the spokesperson for this, but we busted her as being Rod's sister, so they couldn't present her in the public. So, because we went to try to do some background checks on her, you can't find anything on her. So they already knew. They had scrubbed her background pretty thoroughly. But little fucky, oh yeah, he is a dirtbag. Here and there. Did you see the love letters he was writing to Hillary Clinton?
Yes.
Little, oh, he's a scum. And
Anthony.
I loved it how Trump eclipsed him by putting that little mini piece of shit behind him where he kind of had to peek up and look at. And the reason I am so caustic with my words is because people, these scumbags are literally working to propagandize and scare Americans. They're terrorists. They're trying to take away the sovereignty of our country and hand it over to George Soros. So if my words scare you,
then you just didn't pay attention to the last CAT report that showed who Anthony Fauci is. He is a murderer. He's a killer. He wants to stop all the treatments, don't allow any of them, and don't even research them for 20 years, though he knows they stop viruses. And in a fight with Trump, right there, that little piece of shit says
Mingala
to Trump that he's not even going to consider these treatments.
No.
And that he doesn't approve of Trump using the Defense Production Act to say to the Federal Drug Administration, you will use this malaria drug, all three forms, as well as the this other support drug that helps it, to stop this. And I'm going to give you millions. And what happened instantaneously? Monsanto, who is now Bayer, gave like 14, 16 million of these pills, and another company, Veka or whatever it was, gave 6 million. So he has overnight...
Okay.
About 20 million pills that can stop this, and that little Fauci stands there and says he doesn't approve of it.
Well, he's got little man syndrome. I mean, really.
He's a murderer.
He's nothing more than a Nazi.
He's a eugenicist.
Here's the thing. We've got a crisis here, so let's not let it go to waste. So how can we take down the Federal Reserve, central banks, fiat currency using coronavirus as our cover?
Now, here's what needs to happen. Trump needs to do the following. please, Mr. President and Melania, who I'm sure you listen to this. Melania, tell the Donald the following. Get those asshole eugenicists off the podium. They want to kill all Americans. It's now been demonstrated and everybody's seen it. And they turned it around and said, Trump is killing people. No, Trump is getting the drugs to them that will stop it. It is 100% effective if you use one of the three types of this chloroquine with another drug that helps. 100% effective in China. That's the reason it stopped. There's no new deaths in China. There's no new cases in China. Why? Because the company, Gilead, which we told you about a long, long time ago, and then we gave you a three-week countdown that this was going to be the trick, that Gilead went to China and gave them remdesivir, that they also brought with them loads, because everybody makes this drug, it's so common, and the reason the CDC and the NIH don't want you to use it is it's such a common drug, it's so cheap, this malaria drug. So they took tons of it to China, and in every single case, and recently a lady 90 years old got over it because she was given the treatments. And now there is no coronavirus, which was released by the Brits, in China. No new cases, no new deaths. Now, look at America. In Washington, D.C., without any treatments, being treated by those eugenicists, those genociders, those pogromists, the people who wanted to kill massive amounts of people. Remember, Fauci came out, and the first guy who came out from the CDC said, he changed his story. And what did the story say at first? Nothing we can do. No treatment. We are going to have a vaccine in 7 to 8 years. And then it's, oh, we're going to have the vaccine in 1 to 2 years. Then it's going to have it in 1 year. And then we're going to have it in 45 days. And then we're starting the treatments right now. Started 3 or 4 days ago. Those aren't vaccines. Those are poisonous, man-made versions of a vaccine that has in it the treatment of remdesivir or any of the other a dozen virions that stop through a treatment. They don't kill it, but they stop viruses. So the lie that every doctor has told you for 20 years is that they can approach the CDC and say, give me remdesivir, give me these other drugs that have stopped these incredible, awful viruses, and I could stop flu probably with them, all flu. So what has happened is Trump has won against Big Pharma. When remdesivir and its dozen other drugs just like it, or when the malaria drug or any of these other drugs that the CDC won't let us use, and they tell the FDA what to do, the CDC is a private corporation. They make, what was it last year? I believe it was $4.1 billion off of their 56 vaccines, which they then simply, they don't make any of them. They give them to Big Pharma. Big Pharma makes them. And then they give out, you know, flu shots every year, hundreds of millions of dollars with the flu shots. Sometimes they're free. If they can get the man-made virus going, they give it to you for free. I've seen the free flu shot all around now. They'll give you the shingles shot. They'll give you the pneumonia shot. And they'll give it to you. They demand that if you're above a certain age. Why? Because that's when you're vulnerable to that shot. And what did they just find out? You give a shingles shot to a young person, nothing happens. You give it to an old person, they get shingles. If you give a pneumonia shot to a young person, they don't get pneumonia. You give it to an old person, they get pneumonia. One of the 23 types of viral or 13 types of bacterial pneumonia in the Prevazon shot, which is the standard shot they'll give you at any pharmacy in America. Okay, what's it do? It kills old people. What does coronavirus 19 do, which is now they're calling it SARS coronavirus version 2. Why? Because they simply took the old one, and everyone's, we told you this from the beginning when they said, oh, no, it's the patent for just coronavirus that that Perbright has, and then everybody debunked that. Well, they've had that patent for so long, it's ridiculous. Why? Because coronaviruses, they patent everyone they can. There are many coronaviruses, every animal you can imagine that has a latent virus in it. They turn into an active man-made virus to release upon unsuspecting populations, whether it be West Nile, whether it be the Middle East, whether it be a war-torn zone, whether it be Wuhan and the other three cities that have biological warfare medical facilities in them in China. That was supposed to be the cover story. Yeah, right. It didn't work. They released it at the banquet in Wuhan. Now, many people are saying this, not just me, but it's very, 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 very obvious. And then, of course, Wuhan is massively filled with 5G. And so they drank the water. In the water were nanotubes, and in the nanotubes were the virus. And then you immediately get rid of the nanotube once it has gotten the substance out of it. So there's not even a trace of it in the original ones. So the people who got the most virulent form of it in Wuhan say that they went to the banquet and 10 of their family members got the virus. And of course, you know, some of them were killed by it. But anybody who went to this banquet, which I believe I know exactly who paid for it this year, the tycoon, I could name his name, but I won't. They killed him for no reason, but he had been talking against Qi, and he said he was going to take down Qi because Qi is an idiot and Qi isn't even aware of biological warfare. And then he made reference to the Wuhan, and then all of a sudden the people in Wuhan at the banquet all get ill, and then they spread it throughout the whole country, so that the statistics they give you of how many had coronavirus 19 in China, multiply it times 10 or 100. We know that they released it on purpose in the 1,000 concentration camps for the Uyghur Muslims. And then when the Uyghur Muslims got sick, they said, we can't take care of you in this facility because it's going to spread it to everybody else. Well, they started it. Of course, they're all going to have it. They sent them home to spread it to their family at home because they want all Uyghur Muslims dead. And they're going to blame it on the virus now. It also gave them a chance to do their complete social credit, dragonfly, complete totalitarian, digital control of everybody, so that when people walked out of their house, if they had been tagged by the cameras as someone who had been identified as being contagious, they'd be locked up before they could even get down the street. So this was a wonderful opportunity for the Chinese to show the totalitarian digital control of their entire country, and what they would have done to America had they got the 5G contract so that they could turn it up, and had they been, and if the Brits decide to target us. The Brits don't target us and never have. When the hoof and mouth broke out in Britain, it was too easy to trace it back. They had actually given some of these illnesses to soldiers, and the soldiers are coming forth with some of our reporting saying, I was part of an experiment when Wellcome Trust injected me. Hello. Every person in the U.S. military is a guinea pig for vaccines. I was one of them. Every single time I got the multiple shots, sometimes 16 shots at once, I went into ARDS facility where people died in front of me. What did they die of? Pneumonia and acute respiratory disease. What is coronavirus acute respiratory disease? SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome. It is ARDS. It is a contraindication to vaccines. Hello? We've known this from day one. Anybody who has ever been subjected to being in charge of immunizations, you see contraindications like crazy, and then you have to deal with them. So you cannot tell me that the Chinese did this to themselves. You can't tell me that the Egyptians released West Nile. You can't tell me that the Middle East released MERS when it comes down to patient zero, and they give you a stupid story about the way that an animal latent virus crosses over through being eaten by a human. That's just stupid. But that's how stupid they think we are. So what we're saying is, we know who the enemy is. We can see that Trump is in outright war with them. Why? Because he's an honest guy trying to do an honest job in a complete reality television show setting. He's telling us everything. And as he does, it's all being revealed to those who are paying attention. So get out of your fear mode and use this crossing of the threshold experience basically facing the dweller on the threshold, use this experience of fear to look at your own self-improvement and to see how our leader that we have elected is in fact using this as an opportunity. We just don't see it till the 15 days are up. But we already see the virus is ended in Washington state, where it was the worst. We've already seen that California is diminishing. We've already seen that the states are, with their low numbers, are reaching their most extreme moment. And that because the day afterwards, if they don't double or at least increase by the same number, the virus is dying. The virus is just simply weak. New York, I wouldn't doubt that they're actually giving people the virus in New York, to be quite frank with you. But that's the reason you see so many cases in New York. So look everywhere, folks. In the 15 days, Trump knew exactly what he's talking about. Mr. Trump, Melania, get your statisticians out to show all previous viruses from the time of the Spanish flu. That's the reason Trump made a date reference to the Spanish flu just yesterday. I believe he's going to do this. And if he doesn't, he should. Have a chart. Show people the reality that this is the most incidental of all flus that we've ever seen. This year alone, 22,000 people, and it's growing every day, have died of our current flus that are happening. Okay? Over 50,000 people have died this year alone from the pneumonias. And so far, just a few hundred have died of coronavirus, and I'm very sorry for everyone who died from them. But I'm also very sorry for all those who died from the common flu, which is given out in the flu shot, or the pneumonia, which is given out in the pneumonia shot, or the deaths of children from vaccines.
Or how about just abortions right now? There are probably more deaths through these late-term abortions.
And this concept that you would use medicine as your consciousness is stupid. In my age, we had German measles in the neighborhood. We all went over and rolled on the child. We had to. So we'd all get it. So the whole neighborhood got German measles. Everybody, all the parents are clapping. Everybody gets a weak case and you never get German measles again. Same thing with almost everything. Polio was dead when Salk invented the polio vaccine. It had already ended. Almost, it was so on such a decline, it would have ended by itself. Same thing. These childhood illnesses are nothing more than very, very simple strengthening of your immune system. And we actually should be happy about them. Every bacteria, every virus is in dirt and on the floor of every hospital and in the drinking water of every major city. That's a fact. Just look it up. You get viruses all the time. Don't worry about a virus. Worry about your consciousness.